It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In a major foreign policy speech at Youngstown University in Ohio on Monday, Donald Trump explained what he would do with elements of radical Islam in America.
The support networks for radical Islam in this country will be stripped out and removed one by one, viciously if necessary. Those who are guests in our country that are preaching hate will be asked to return home immediately. And if they don't do it, we will return them home.
On Fox News Sunday, GOP vice presidential candidate Mike Pence called for a new investigation into whether contributions to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative influenced actions taken by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The new emails that have been made public just in the last week seem to make a direct connection between favors done by State Department officials and major foreign donors to the Clinton Foundation.
Numbers 32:23 says, "Your sins will find you out." Indonesian Muslims are telling Christians gathering for church to disperse, threatening them with machetes and taking pictures for future intimidation, according to the Gospel Herald. These Christians are taking to heart the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:37. "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Meanwhile, the Muslim persecution of Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa took an especially gruesome turn for the worse. Reuters reports that at least 36 believers were tied up and hacked to death on Saturday in the North Kivu region. Open Doors International says smaller villages have been obliterated and hardly any civilian life is visible in the area. In a shock to traditionalists, Roman Catholic bishops in Germany are praising Martin Luther, calling him a gospel witness and teacher of the faith, according to WND.com. The bishops maintain that in 1521, Pope Leo X never gave an adequate hearing to Luther's concern for renewal in repentance and conversion. As the Zika virus spreads, pro-life advocates are pushing back against those who are in support of aborting Zika-affected babies in the womb who may be born severely handicapped. Chuck Donovan, president of the Charlotte Lozier Institute, spoke to The Worldview on handling these cases.
So the woman needs both moral and support for a decision to protect the life of a potentially disabled child, and also financial material support, because she and her husband, of course, too, will face added costs, and our society needs to be sensitive to the fact that women and men and families are making a sacrifice when they do protect and love these children, but they're doing the right thing ultimately for themselves, for the baby, and for our society.
Earlier this year, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association helped defeat Colorado legislators' attempts to invade families' privacy by authorizing the collection and centralization of immunization data. Now, overzealous state officials are back at it, this time with an unconstitutional form, which may force parents to violate their conscience in order to obtain immunization exemptions for their children. Homeschoolers of Colorado with questions should email info@hslda.org. Mercy chefs to the rescue. GospelHerald.com reports that this beloved Christian nonprofit deployed their team of professional chefs and volunteers on Sunday, along with their mobile kitchens, to feed 7,500 restaurant-quality meals daily for victims and first responders in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana region, while residents seek to recover from record-setting flooding. Mercy Chef's founder Gary LeBlanc talked to The Worldview about his vision.
We come with a message that will satisfy someone for eternity, and the other agencies don't necessarily do that. The other thing is that we provide high-quality, chef-prepared, handcrafted meals. We aren't counting a peanut butter sandwich and a hot bottle of water as a meal just to run our meal counts up. We work really hard at providing the highest quality food in the field that's possible.
On Saturday, August 13th, a Denver Planned Parenthood facility rushed a woman to the hospital with massive bleeding after a botched abortion. Listen carefully to this radio dispatch noting that a party is bleeding.
Party bleeding, 7155 38th Avenue, time is 1047.
Apparently, it's nothing new for this facility. LifeNews.com reports that an ambulance was called for a hemorrhaging patient on October 26, 2012, and again on March 5, 2013, for a patient suffering severe abdominal pain after an abortion. Humanist marriages in Scotland overtook the Church of Scotland weddings last year for the first time, 4,290 to 4,052. Just after they finished breakfast at Denny's, 90-year-old Dick Van Dyke and his quartet sang a portion of the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang song from the British musical picked up on YouTube, and they sounded like this.
Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, you British Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you. And in my British Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, what we're doing near, far, in a motor car, oh, what happy time we'll spend. Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I'll find my friend, my friend. Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I'll find my friend, my friend.
And that's the worldview on this Wednesday, August 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.